Joining us now is longtime NFL executive, currently with The Athletic and the host of the GM Shuffle podcast. Back on Overdrive, here is Michael Lombardi. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing great, guys. Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing this. So I'm sure you've been in these rooms many times on draft nights. I keep hearing somehow Arizona actually haven't they haven't decided who they're actually going to take. I'm not buying
at
all.
They haven't told us, you know, and they haven't told anybody else. So I think I got to believe that they know who they're picking. I mean, what you've only had 7 months there, or how long to get ready for this thing. So they got to be away. I mean, there's nothing going to happen today that's going to shift their mind in another direction. But I do think they know. They just don't want to tell anybody.
Our host here is always, we talk about hockey quite a bit on this show, and he wants the National Hockey League to have more chatter about it, more excitement. Is the NFL told to kind of come up with this chaoticness to the NFL draft? It seems like, you know, there's always talking about, I think the Oakland team had their scouts sent home, and there's always talk about who they're going to take, and they generate this massive buzz leading into this. It's got to be awesome for everybody involved, especially the fans of all these teams.
Well, I think what really happens is I think that there's so many mock drafts. I think people are like me when I was growing up. They're all draft nicks, right? They love the draft. Everybody loves it. They get into it, and they love to see what teams are going to do. And so that stirs the conversation. And a lot of these teams don't put out anything about what they're going to do, but there's so many mock drafts. I mean, look, all you have to do is have a computer and have internet service, and you're a draft guru. You're a draft expert. You start typing stuff up and sending it out there. You know, you have your mock, and then what happens is, like tonight, we'll see it. If somebody doesn't follow Mel Kiper's mock draft, they're going to get yelled at by Mel.
How much could executives, do you think they pay attention to these mock drafts that are thrown up there online?
No, I don't think they do. I think what they pay attention to are the names that they're reading. They don't pay attention to where the team's going. And then what you do is you've built an algorithm that allows you to look at the names and give you a range of where you think the players are going to go. Nothing's held. You know, you see this player, I like this player. I think he's going to go somewhere between the second and third round. Well, you know, one year we liked an offensive lineman from Missouri at the New England Patriots, and, you know, he wasn't in anybody's mock draft, and he went in the second round to the Kansas City Chiefs. So you just have to be real careful about what you do. We're in the information business. You collect data. You analyze it. You look at it. But you know deep down it's not all correct.
We're talking the NFL draft, which goes off tonight, the first round down in Nashville, with longtime NFL executive and the host of the GM Shuffle podcast, Michael Lombardi. Take us through the whole smokescreen process. If you're a GM and you want it out there that you're thinking of trading your pick or thinking of taking a player, or you want another team to think that you're taking a player even though you're not really going to take that player, do you go through the media? Do you go through the agents? How do you create a smokescreen?
You just do it like you run an election. I mean, like the Raiders did today. They put it out there that they're still considering Dwayne Haskins at four. All of a sudden, they're considering Dwayne Haskins at four? Seriously? Come on. They haven't considered him at four all year. Now, all of a sudden, they are. So I think it's kind of a lot of a smokescreen, and I think that they're just going to keep doing it. I think you advertise that your pick's available so teams call you, and they look into you and they ask you questions. I think that's a good, smart move to make, because sometimes teams are reluctant to make a phone call. But they do that. I think trading your pick, you can advertise it. Trading who you're going to pick, you just make that announcement and hopefully you get some smoke.
How prepared are teams for the negative to occur the night of the draft? I think it was Tunsil a couple years ago where the video came out. It was an Instagram video of him. I think he was smoking weed with a mask on.
Yeah. No, he was, and he was having a time.
He was hitting the bong with aggression.
Like, how much do you think teams are prepping for that? Do you think they have, you know, people trying to get scoops or what? I mean, it's an awful thing to happen, but you kind of got to prepare for it, don't you?
Well, you know, look, the number one thing in anything in personnel is to learn more about the player before you draft them than after you draft them. So you're hoping that if there is a video like that, you know about it, mm-hmm. and you're prepared for it. I mean, and if you're not, then you haven't done your complete homework, you know, and so you've got to try to find out. It's hard. Let's face it, it's hard because of the way the rules are, the way privacy rules in America. It's very difficult to get the straight scoop when you're on a college campus, but you've got to do the best you can.
Mm-hmm. With longtime NFL executive Michael Lombardi, have you ever been in a draft room where out of nowhere, based on a pick, based on a trade, just panic took over. Everyone just panicked because they didn't see it coming.
No, you know, I mean, I've worked for some really good people, so I would say no, that I've ever seen panic enter a room. I think surprise has entered a room. I think, you know, you got to, you know, it's like Mike Tyson always says, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. You know, so when you get punched in the mouth and you somebody goes right before you get ready to pick, you got to resort to another plan.
Have you heard of other, like, do you analyze what the other teams are doing the night of the draft?
No, I think what you try to do is you always want to take a snapshot of your draft board before you pick. And then you want to take a snapshot of the draft board at different times so you can go back and study it. But again, this was available to us. This wasn't available. So you can go back and really understand and study it. You have electronic ways to do that now. And you're always looking for ways. Look, we're in the information business. You're trying to find stuff out. And teams have done a much better job of camouflaging what they're intending to do. But you have a pattern of history. Look, you tell me what the New York Giants are going to do. I'm going to tell you, look, they have a size speed grading system. They like big school kids. So you know what they do based on past performance. If you don't have tendencies, you don't have a grading system. And so you know and you study all the people in the league that have been working there. You know how many trades they've made, you know what type of trades they make and how they make trades.
If you were the GM of the Arizona Cardinals and you already had Josh Rosen, who you drafted last year in the top 10, and your new head coach, we presume, is really pumping the tires of Kyler Murray, how would you handle that?
Well, I would say this. You know, look, if I had drafted Josh Rosen, I would say, look, we hired you because you can coach all the quarterbacks. We didn't hire you because you could only coach one quarterback. You know, and the reason you got this job is because, much like Sean McVay, you got hired here to save Jared. He got hired to save Jared Goff. You're getting hired here to help us save Josh Rosen. Now, I know he threw for 14 interceptions last year. I know he threw for 11 touchdowns. He did not play well. But the reason you got this job, the reason Steve Wilks was only here for 1 year and got fired, is because they didn't have an offense that was conducive to allow this kid to play. I can't trade a player unless I know what I'm trading. And I don't really know what Josh Rosen is right now.
So would you take Quinnen Williams? Would you take Nick Bosa? Would you avoid Kyler Murray first overall?
I would take Quinnen Williams. But when you're asking me that question, you're asking me under pretense that I love Josh Rosen.
Right.
And so in that vein, I would take Quinnen Williams. I would not give up. There's no way you can tell me after a year, if I like Josh Rosen, to give up a 3 and a 5, that 12 months later I'm just going to cash him out. No way.
The podcast is the GM Shuffle podcast. He is with The Athletic, a longtime NFL executive. Always fun to have on the show, Michael Lombardi. Enjoy the draft, and thank you for doing this.
Thanks,
Michael.
Guys. Bye-bye.
There's Michael Lombardi.